This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you. Thank you and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, men, women, boys, and girls, gather around and please open your truth book, the Bible, your King James Bibles, to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 1, where we left off last time. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 1. Just before we begin, I would like to invite the entire United States of America to tune in to Trumpet of Truth, WMIEFM.com, on May 21st at this regular time, 9 a.m., for a day of repentance for the entire United States of America. My good friend and man of God, Scott Mercer, and I are going to pray and pray and pray until we get this country healed and saved and back to God. It's our only hope. We're basing this on 2 Chronicles 7:14. The internet will stream live to you, so gather around your internet or your radio locally, 91.5 FM. Internet, WMIEFM.com, May 21st, 9 a.m., the entire United States of America, Elect Connect. Now, for those of you who are locally, I invite you to come here at my school at 9 o'clock after the broadcast when we'll be off the air. We're going to continue 2 more hours, in other words, from 9 until 12, May 21st, to pray for America. This is our only hope. America's Day of Repentance, the entire United States of America, May 21st, 9 a.m. God save America. And now for Zechariah chapter 8. The book of Zechariah is a book for your end times. It has more end time prophecy than all of the other minor prophets put together. He's been giving Zechariah beautiful visions, symbology, to show us what is going on. This chapter tonight, he begins with the seventh trump of Revelation. Remember, there were seven trumps, and the seventh trump is lights, camera, action, will be the second coming of Jesus. So he actually starts with that, and then he's going to talk to us about the millennium time, the 1,000 years reign of peace, when we'll all be in our spiritual bodies. Excuse me. But then he's going to give you a pop test. He's going to back up then and see if you know what happens before Jesus comes. And of course, it will be the sixth trump when the Antichrist comes. Let's begin.
Chapter 8, verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, verse 2, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with a great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury.
Now, Zion is Jerusalem, and before Jerusalem was called Jerusalem, Jerusalem, city of peace, it was called Jebus because it was a heathen nation, and King David went in there with the help of God and cleaned it up and converted it into the city of peace, the city of God. Now, in Ezekiel 16, God calls Jerusalem she, and he says, oh, you, I saw you as a baby unswaddled. In other words, there you were, bloody little birth baby. You were unclean. Nobody swaddled you. And I cleaned you up, God says to Jerusalem. And I cleaned you up, and I watched you grow into a beautiful young woman. And I spread my skirt over you. In Bible times, men wore skirts. And when he put the skirt over the woman, the marriage was consummated. He spiritually married Jerusalem. And he said, but heathen have come in and taken over. You have gone to other religions. You have worshipped Ishtar, going into the woods, sexual orgies, quick like a bunny. You are worshipping, you're worshipping other gods. You're worshipping Baal, and you're worshipping Moloch. You're sacrificing your children to devils. You're having abortions, America. You're calling good evil and evil good. And even your church is corrupt. So he says, I'm very jealous of you. Now, at that time in Ezekiel 16, God said, this Jerusalem will be my eternal habitation. And we know that in Revelation 21, God says at the end of the millennium, that time of peace, that God is bringing the heaven Jerusalem down here on planet Earth and will dwell with us in the rejuvenated heaven on Earth for all eternity. But why is God jealous? When Moses asked to see God, God said, you can't see my face in the flesh and live. That would be too much. But you may see my backside. So God hid Moses in the cleft of a rock. And God passed by and let Moses see his backside. And God declared, my name is jealous. You see, God is jealous for his children. Satan took God's wife, the elect, when we were in our spiritual bodies. And all of God's children, except for a little group. He stole them, so God is jealous. Like you would be jealous if somebody stole your beloved.
3, thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion.
I am returned unto Zion. Now this means I am coming again. The Lord Jesus is coming the second time. Isn't that interesting that he says, I am? When Moses saw the fire that would not burn the bush at the burning bush, and God spoke out of it and said, Moses, go down to Pharaoh and tell them God said to let the people go. Moses said, well, what is your name, God? And Moses said, heard this from God. God speaks Hebrew. That Hebrew is God's language. He said, Ayah, Asher, Ayah, I am that I am. I am that I will become. I am whatever I want to be. I am. We're the children of the great I am. Hallelujah. Amen. And when they began to arrest Jesus after he had prayed, not my will, thine be done, they came with their spears and their staves. And Jesus said, for whom do you seek? They said, we seek Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said, I am. And they fell backward. Now, this is interesting. God's name is I Am. Now, we have another father, the devil. You know he has children, the Kenites. Now, the group of Isis, these are the devil's children as well as some of the demons, but they're the devil's children too. Have you noticed that Isis spells its name I-S-I-S, is. The devil is an imitator. He'll never be the great I Am, so he calls himself the Is. You don't have to pay for that one.
And will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
And I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. At the seventh trump, Jesus will come in the sky. The Antichrist will have already come in the sky and deceived the whole world. But then the real Jesus will come and land his feet right there in Jerusalem. And he will be God and take over.
And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth.
Now it's called the city of peace. Now it's going to be called the city of truth. What do we always say at this program? John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Why is it going to be called the city of truth? Ezekiel chapter 40 on to the end of Ezekiel tells us of that millennium time. When the Lord Jesus comes, 1 Corinthians 15:52, we shall all change in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. We shall step out of our flesh bodies and step into our spiritual bodies, saved and lost alike. Now, there varies the dot only, the elect, those who do not bow the knee to Antichrist, and those remnant that he brings with him, we're going to explain that in a minute, will be the only one standing around Jesus. And there's going to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. For 1,000 years in our spiritual body, the elect, the Zadok, some of you are listening to me now, will be teaching, and there will be no lies. Don't forget, the devil is the father of lies. By the way, you know the devil is also the father of flies. His name is Beelzebub. Beelzebub means the Lord of the flies. Somebody get a fly swatter. So God says we're going to dwell there because this is the great moment. You're being prepared now. We're going to teach as a disciplined type of teaching around Jesus, right here on planet Earth, 1,000 years reign of peace. You know what? The devil's going to be locked into the abyss, so he can't keep anybody from coming to Bible study. You won't get tired. You'll be in your spiritual body, so everybody's going to be taught. Isaiah says the word shall cover the earth as the waters that cover the sea.
And the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
God is so great. He said the mountain. He's talking about Mount Zion. Then he said the whole mountain is going to be called God's. Why is that? God knew that right now, just before the Antichrist comes and then Jesus, that there would be a part of that mountain that is desecrated. There is a temple on that mountain now that is dedicated to a false god. And so when Jesus comes, he tells us in Mark 13, Jesus is going to come and split that whole hill half in two. There will not be one stone left. So that way, the temple that is there now, you see it on television all these times, put there by the Mohammed Empire. It was put there. It's going to be gone, and the whole mountain will be the holy mountain.
Amen. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the midst of the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with staff in his hand for very age. 5. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof.
Now this is what is called an Hebrew idiom, I-D-I-O-M. It's put there to help you get the picture. In our spiritual bodies, we do not age. We were all created at the same time. When you die, your spirit returns to God who gave it. There was no age, and we will not be giving birth, because at that time, every soul will have passed through one time that was supposed to pass through. So what does it mean? Right now, if you live in the city, and actually, I find it here, if you an elderly couple, a man and his wife, hobbling on a cane, they decide to go watch the sunset, sit on their porch. They can't do that. They'll be mugged and somebody will break in. They have to hide behind iron bars. And right now, you know, no children can go play in the streets because they will be raped or kidnapped or whatever. What it means is, while there is no age, we're all the same age, always were, always will be. If you ever get that through your head, you'll understand people better and you won't get caught up with the physical age. And it'll mean it'll be so safe that if you were old and decrepit, you'd be safe if you were a child playing in the street. Okay, everybody got it? Very safe.
Verse 6, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant.
If this be a wonderful thing in the eyes of the remnant. Now the remnant would be the elect. Those who are coming with Jesus, they're called the remnant, and those of us who are going to gather around him and overcome the Antichrist, we're called the remnant. It'll be marvelous in our eyes. What's the remnant? The remnant are the elect. In the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, the first earth age, Lucifer, Isaiah 14, rebelled against God and said, I will be God. All of us were there in a spiritual body. Most of God's children betrayed God and went after the devil. And that was a great sin. That was just absolute tragedy. But there was a small group there that stayed with the Lord, stood by the Lord, and fought Satan tooth and nail. In Romans 8, we're told that God just judged everybody. He had a judgment there. But those whom he foreknew, he did predestinate. And whom he did predestinate, he justified. Foreknew those who stayed married. In the Greek, it's a marriage term. He predestinated that small group and found not guilty. So God brought in this second earth age for everyone to come one time in a flesh body to choose either Jesus or the devil. But for that group who were found not guilty, he has sent a remnant out in every generation. They are not the main street church to teach the oracles of truth, the mystery of God. Now in Ephesians 1:4, it says, as you were chosen before the foundation of the earth, Chosen there is Greek. The Greek word is eklektos, and it means elect, and it means favorite. Of course you're God's favorite. You know, anybody who stands by you is your favorite. Now, in the Hebrew, trace that on back to the Hebrew, baka, listen to this. To select, to appoint, to require a mandate. The elect have a mandate and are sent out to get the oracles of truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the mystery of God. And so that's why you're here. And so it's marvelous in our eyes in the millennium when the devil is locked into the abyss and he cannot send his people with their demons and interrupt our Bible class. I sit on pins and needles half the time. I don't know who's going to bash in their demons. Sometimes they come in the form. I know they're an actual demon. Other times they're piggyback. Or when he comes to kind of kill you or hinder everything or make everything tear up. You know what that is, the battle. It won't be like that. You know, Ezekiel 44 says that there's a dock there. It says they're going to wear a linen, fine linen garment. That means we've done enough righteous acts that please God to weave the threads of our life, the threads of our work, weave our garment that we shall wear. And we'll have a bonnet. That means that we are covered with a mitre of God. And it says this elect will have no sweat shall come upon them. It means there's no sweat this time. Nobody's going to interfere. You're just going to teach the truth and everybody's going to hear it. Hallelujah. So it's marvelous in our eyes. I can't wait. Can you?
People, in these days.
In these days, when after Jesus comes and the millennium temple time begins, that's 1,000 years reign, Jesus right here with the elect, he's not flying away anywhere.
Should it also be marvelous in mine eyes?
God says, if you think it's marvelous to you, mine elect, just think how I feel about it. See, God's household was broken up. And at last, at least the ones around him there in the millennium time will be that remnant that did not betray him before and the remnant that you are not going to betray him now. So these are his people. And this is what he calls you.
Saith the Lord of hosts. 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country.
When God says the east and the west, it's talking about from this side to that side. It means all inclusive. Now, just before Jesus comes, we've got trouble in the east and we've got trouble in the west. What's going on in the east? ISIS cutting our heads off. What's going in the west? ISIS blowing up people, killing people at Christmas parties, suicide bombers. None of that.
8. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
They would be the elect, the remnant, the Zadok, who will not bow the knee to Antichrist. You were appointed, you were selected, and you're required. Hallelujah. What an honor.
And they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
My people, Hosea, army. Army in the Hebrew, my people, not low army. Low is not a good word. It means not low army, my people, not those people who say they love me, but only love me so I can give them something. My people who seek my heart.
In truth and in righteousness.
Well, we're going to be teaching in truth. It'll be the pure word of God. No more lies. What is in righteousness? Hebrew, Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. The elect will be teaching the truth of God's word in the Lord, Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hand be strong.
Now we move into, we move backwards. This is your pop test. This will be the sixth trump before Jesus comes. And this is when the Antichrist will be here. And just before, like right now, the fifth trump, which is a time of learning. And then the sixth trump, the Antichrist comes. Let your hand be strong. Remember that Jesus said, this is a figure of speech, by the way. Jesus said, anyone who turns back from the plow, his hand from the plow, is not worthy to inherit the kingdom. Remember he said that? I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Now, here's what it means. In early America, a farmer would have a plow, and it would have two handlebars on it, and it would have a blade down at the bottom, sharper than a two-edged sword, and that blade was to till the soil so they could plant the seed. But he had two ropes that connected to a great big horse in front. The horse had its bit and bridle, and the two ropes connected. The farmer had to hold on to both of those because the horse only knows two rules. Either he's in charge or you're in charge. I've ridden horses. I remember one that he was in charge, run away. So if the plowman, if the farmer for 1 minute loosens his hold and lets that horse feels that loosening on his bridle, that horse will run wild, take that blade and cut up the whole field. So here's what it is. Keep your hand strong right now from this minute on, elect. You stand steady where you're supposed to be. Don't go to the left nor to the right. Stand steady. You are to sow the word, the truth of God. Keep on plowing. Steady. Straight ahead, line by line. And when you sow the word of God, you till the soil of people who are lost. You till their heart. And Christians who are lukewarm. And then God will water that and there will be fruit for that. You are not to veer. Now I want to say this. Satan says, or Daniel says, that at the end time, Satan will try to wear out the saints. As you plow and sow the seeds, sometime you will not feel the presence of God, but he did not leave you. Remember, God likes to conceal a matter, but it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. He never takes the mitre off your head. You are a priest. You are a priest unto him. He will never leave you, never forsake you. Don't go by whether you feel the fire. You are in the fire. So keep on plowing straight ahead. Hallelujah. Get it? I love it.
Ye that hear in these days.
All of you that hear in these days, you're hearing it now.
These words by the mouth of the prophet.
The prophet Zechariah. You just heard him speak to you.
In the days that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built.
Now, in the natural there, Zerubbabel was trying to rebuild the temple, which had been smashed to smithereens by Nebuchadnezzar when they went into Babylon 70 years. Now they were out of captivity. But this is a prophecy for you. Your job, elect, is to build the many-membered body of Christ. It's not a building made with hands, the body of Christ. By plowing and cutting deep with a sharp two-edged sword, the blade there of the plow, the word of God, you break the fallow ground and you sow that word and you bring souls into the kingdom of Jesus. You are required, is required of a man that he be found faithful. To whom much is given, much is required. You are required to sow the truth of God's word. Not a verse here, not a point here, not a man's book, not another person's philosophy. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Every word of God, your mandate, your requirement.
10, for before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast.
Now before what days? Before the millennium begins and the elect begin teaching. So what's happening there? The Antichrist will be here. All right, what is this about hire? What is this about beast? This is answered in Revelation 13. There are two beasts there. The first beast of Revelation 13 is the political system, which is even now being set up in America, political, education, economic, and religion, for the soon coming Antichrist to come, who is the dragon pretending to be the lamb, who is the devil pretending to be Jesus. The second beast is the Antichrist himself. And it tells us there that no one can buy and no one can sell, though you be great or small, or rich, or poor, or free, or bond, except you have his mark in your right hand, his mark in your forehead, and the number of his name, 666. The number, 6. Satan is the sixth seal, the sixth trump, the sixth vial. Jesus is 777. Satan in the first earth age wanted to be seven, so he rebelled. He wanted to be God, but he was a six. In the garden, when he seduced Eve, he wanted to be seven, but he was six. He's coming back calling himself seven, Savior, but he's still six. The mark in your forehead is to be sealed with a lie. And then what about the mark in your forehead, in your right hand? This is the right hand of power. Most people are right-handed, not all of us. I'm not. I'm left-handed. That means many talents. I just thought I'd let you know that. The right hand means you do the work. This means that you can buy and sell if you're doing his work. You see, it's the right hand of power. You work there. You're working there. And many Christians are going to be working for the devil thinking he's Jesus. When the Christian church is deceived, turns us, the elect, in, they are doing the work. They've got the mark in their hand. It's a symbol. They're doing his work. When all the world worships him, they've got the mark in their hand. They're doing his work. And when the deceived church turns the elect in to Antichrist, thinking he's Jesus, thinking they're getting us saved, they're doing his work. But we're not going to do his work. We are not for hire. Now, lest you're afraid, when the children of Israel escaped Egypt, they didn't have any coolers. So every morning out of their tents, there was manna from heaven. God protects his elect, and God provides for his elect. Elijah was running from Jezebel, and God prepared a dirty bird, a raven, to bring him a nice home-cooked meal. Another time, Elijah was so tired, and the angel let him sleep. And when he awoke, the angel had him a flask of water and a cake baking on the coal. God protects his elect. He provides. Don't you worry.
Neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in.
Talking about the elect. Now, Daniel says this Antichrist, this vile one, the instead of Christ, is going to come in peacefully and prosperously. It will seem to be a peace, but it's a faux peace all over the earth. But to the elect, we know that he's the first rider on the white horse in Revelation 6, and that rider, pretending to be Jesus, comes to conquer and to conquer. When you come to conquer, that is not peace, is it? So see, we know he's a fake.
Because of the affliction.
The affliction is a terrible translation. A Kenite had to put that in. In the manuscripts, it reads adversary, because of the adversary. All right. Your adversary, the devil, goes around like a lion seeking whom he may devour, because of the devil who is here, calling himself Theosata, God's Savior, calling himself Christ. But he's a dragon pretending to be the Lamb. He is Satan, coming back one more time to call himself God, pretending to be the Messiah.
For I set all men, everyone, against his neighbor.
Now, everybody is going to be so happy in worshiping him, but everybody's going to look at us a little funny. And people in the church, especially the Christian church who are deceived, are going to look at the elect as though we were lost. They will be against us. Well, even now, even in the Christian church, if you don't agree with their doctrine, they hate you, don't they? Okay, what do you expect? They do. I know. I'm sorry.
11, but now I will not be unto the residue of the people as in the former days.
God says, now at this point, when my elect are delivered up to Antichrist, which is your purpose, don't be afraid. You're required. The Holy Spirit's going to speak through you, and you're going to preach the gospel in every language. Jesus said, then the gospel shall be preached. But God says, at that time, I'm not going to be patient. God says, I have been so patient all this time with my children, teaching people to fly to save their souls. When I wrote in Ezekiel 13, 20 through 25, I'm against those who teach my people to fly to save their souls. And when I told Paul that his First Thessalonians letter was not written clearly about caught up in the air, I didn't mean to fly in the sky. I meant for you to change your spiritual bodies when I come. So I told Paul to write it again because he didn't get it right. So he wrote it again in 2 Thessalonians 2. And Paul says, Jesus will not come until that wicked one, that man of sin, that son of perdition comes. And he said, I put up with you. I put up with your Easter egg bunnies. I put up with your carnality. I put up with your unfaithfulness. I put up with you doing nothing but just living like the world and just coming to me when I needed it. But no more. Enough is enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Saith the Lord of hosts.
He saith the Lord of hosts.
12. for the seed shall be prosperous.
Okay, now we're plowing. You're plowing every day. We sow the seed of the word. The Bible says the seed prospers whereinto it is sent. Even now, people are hearing. Some people who are going to the Antichrist, this seed will not be in vain. You will remember and turn back. This seed that we sow into other people's life does not return void, but accomplishes that whereinto it is sent. So keep plowing.
The vine shall give her fruit.
Jesus is the vine, we are the branch. And if we abide in him, we will bear fruit. We are the produce place.
And the ground shall give her increase.
Your seed is multiplied. Hallelujah.
And the heaven shall give their dew.
And the natural, the heaven would water the seed. Paul says, one sows, one waters, but God gives the increase. Sow the seed, plow. Another comes along and waters. How do you water your seed? Prayer, prayer, prayer. And God gives the increase. Your sowing of your seed of word of God is not in vain.
Cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things.
The elect will possess all these things. Ezekiel tells us that at the end of the millennium, when God the Father brings the heavenly Jerusalem down, and the devil and all evil is gone, and this earth is rejuvenated, paradise restored, we will be in our beautiful spiritual bodies, once again, all the same age and beautiful and perfect. He says he's going to give everybody in the eternal heaven on earth an allotment of land. You shall reign as priests and kings. But he says for the elect, that remnant, he says, give them no land, for I am their inheritance. He gives the elect God. Well, what do you have? God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. God is omnipotent, unlimited power. We inherit God. Praise ye the Lord. And we begin right there next time. But now it's time for a mystery moment to give you some of the truth of the mystery of God. Joel chapter 2 says, blow the trumpet in Zion. So we always obey the word. Dear Sherry Trumpet, how in the world could Ruth, the Moabitess, be in Jesus' genealogy? She's a Gentile. That would make his lineage impure. All right, let's clarify that. Ruth was not a Gentile. Moab was the son of Lot by his older daughter. After Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot got drunk. I think we would all do that, wouldn't we? And his daughters got him drunk. The two daughters, their whole world was Sodom and Gomorrah. They were the seed of Abraham. Lot was Abraham's seed. They knew Messiah was to come through that lineage. And they thought there was no man left because everybody in Sodom, that was their world, they were gone. And so to prolong humankind and also so the seed could continue, they got their father drunk. And Moab is the child of the older daughter. Ammon is the other. So Ruth is a true seed of Abraham, and she's in Jesus' genealogy. Which leads to this person's next question. Well then, please explain Tamar. Okay, Tamar was the daughter of Judah. Remember, there were 12 brothers, one of them Judah, all of them Hebrew. Now, we know that Jesus was to come through the line of the tribe of Judah. Judah had given Tamar, his older son, to marry. The older son died. And then he had a second son. So he gave the second son, and she married him. But there was no seed. Now, God had a rule. Keep the seed. Keep it in the family. Go right on down so there can be the seed of the tribe of Judah. There was the third son, and Judah would not give him that son. So Tamar, to keep and prolong the seed, sat by the roadside when Judah went down to have a little party at the sheep shearing, and she dressed herself up as a prostitute. She was not a prostitute. She knew she had to have this seed. And so she seduced him, and she bare twins. One of those twins is Phares, Pharez. And Phares, the descendants today are called the Red Thread people. The Red Thread people. It's a fine thread of Jesus Christ's lineage woven into the fabric and finally to come and form the body of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. By the way, that red thread is the same red thread that was in the harlots, the harlot there when when Joshua went in there, Rahab the harlot. She wasn't a harlot. Actually, she was of true seed. But there's that red thread. It just threads on down, genealogy, genealogy. God kept everything pure. He always does. Well, now I want you to come and live with Father's house. That Jerusalem we talked about today. If you're not saved, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Please pray this prayer with me and mean it. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned. Please forgive me for all my sins. I repent of them all. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lead me by your Holy Spirit. Grow me in your word. Use me to share your truth. To build your temple. To enlarge your territory. I thank you. I belong to Jesus. Jesus is Lord. I love you. Amen. Amen. Now in a few minutes, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. If you prayed that, please call and leave your name and message on my machine so that I can add you to my daily prayer list. Right now, we're going to pray for those people who are sick. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back, and the Bible says, with his stripes, we are healed. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, to the north, the south, and the east, and the west, let the healing virtue of Jesus flow out over the airwaves, even in this room. In the name of Jesus, let all pain stop. Jesus bore your pains. Let all diseases be canceled and be gone. Cancer, fibromyalgia, kidneys, bladder, hearts, lungs, breasts, skin, eyes, ears, brain, in the name of Jesus, legs be made strong. Oh, people, arise, your youth and strength renewed as the eagles. Hallelujah. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, let the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in wings. Laser beams of Jesus' virtue flowing out. Be healed, be healed. Take up your bed and walk in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise and thank you that with Jesus' stripes we are healed. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you had a miracle then of healing, you might like to also call and tell me that, and I will rejoice with you. Feel free to call and leave me your questions and answers, and tell me you love me. Tell me you appreciate my program. Don't forget, May 21st, 9 a.m., right here on Trumpet of Truth, the entire world connected by internet, WMIEFM.com, which streams my program live. Scott Merson and I are going to pray heaven down, and we need you to pray with us. A day of repentance locally, 9 o'clock, come to my school and stay until 12. After the broadcast, we'll continue praying. And we are going to trust God that he will keep his promise in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Now, this truth is not yours to keep. Go and plow. Keep your hand to the plow. May your hand be strong. God bless each one of you. I love you so much. The Lord give you great peace and joy and the Holy Spirit and lots of love and caress your head and touch you and keep his mitre strongly on your head and give you peace. Now remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said, in John 17:17, thy word is truth. God bless you. May you live with me forever in the city. God willing, I'll see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
To answer. On the sun, from heaven to earth, but there's a distance love covered. She's just a table lover. All she needs is a shoulder. My
for the world you love, your enemy. listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument. Forgiveness was born, and yet through your pain, you called us by name, that we would be free, yes, free indeed, free to run with you, to be all that you created us to be. In you, it is true, we are free.
mother have cried. Got what I wanted, but the dream seemed to fade. Still feeling unsatisfied.